MILBstore.com.
Hello, baseball fans. I'm Manatee County Sheriff Rick Wells. These are the sounds we like to hear during baseball season. And a little less of this. Be responsible. Please don't drink and drive. And oh, by the way, here's another sound we love to hear. Remember to lock your car because it's okay to steal bases, but it's not okay for people to steal your stuff. Let's go, Marauders.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful. It's the least that you can do.
This is what you desire. Don't play with matches. Don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Stay up to date with all things Marauders this season by following us on social media. From news and highlights to game day promotions, keep up with the fun all season long. Follow us on X at @_Marauders, on Instagram at @BradentonMarauders, and on Facebook and TikTok by searching Bradenton Marauders. And don't forget, tag us in your social media posts when you're at the game. And let's go Marauders!
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by the authority of the Bradenton Marauders and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Bradenton Marauders. The 2024 Bradenton Marauders season continues to roll on from coast to coast, all across the Sunshine State. This is the Bradenton Marauders Broadcast Network. Welcome to the Marauders Pregame Show. Getting you ready for today's game. Let's send it out to the ballpark.
From Hammond Stadium in Fort Myers, Florida, it's the start of the second leg of this mini three-game home-and-home series between the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles and the Bradenton Marauders. Happy Independence Day to all those celebrating across all 50 states and wherever you may be in some territories, as well as the Bradenton Marauders coming off a win yesterday against Fort Myers at Lee Comm Park in front of a raucous crowd of 55-90. It was a Bradenton 10-5 victory. Bradenton fell behind early 4-0 right out of the gates. They gave up four runs in the top of the first inning, and then Bradenton got the bats going and up clubbing 10 unanswered runs then, including a couple home runs. One from Axio Plaz, that's now 10 for him this season. And then Miguel Sosa, one of the newcomers just called up from the FCL Pirates, hit a go-ahead home run in the third inning. And so that was a 6-4 lead after that, and then Bradenton would get some more in the later innings before Fort Myers scored one in the top of the ninth. But Bradenton, the big news yesterday, 14 hits as a team. That is the most that they've gotten in a ball game this season, in which Bradenton, it has been at times this year a tough offensive go. Yesterday, they got plenty of hits in the process when their pitching right now is still decimated with some injuries and obviously playing in the middle of 12 games in 12 days. Gerard Toledo, three hits, three RBIs yesterday. There were five multi-hit games. Eight of the nine starters collected a hit, which is something that we really haven't seen at all this year from the Marauders. So they're hoping that, you know, they did make an hour and 45 trip down south today, but the bats do continue to do that today. What should be a crowd north of 5,000 here at Hammond Stadium at the Lee Health Complex, the home of the single-A affiliate of the Minnesota Twins and also the spring training home of the Twins as well. Today will be a pretty good pitching matchup. Spencer Bengard has been one of the better pitchers in the Florida State League this season, comes in with a 1.51 ERA, a 5-1 win-loss record. Aaron Shortridge, minor league rehabber from AAA Indianapolis, making his second rehab start. here with Bradenton. They come with a 35-43 record, 6-6 in the second half. Fort Myers 8-3 in the second half. They are the top dogs in the FSL West Division in the second half. We come back here on the pregame show, take a look at some out-of-town scores and get you the lineup sets next year on the Marauders pregame show on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Looking for something to do every Friday during the spring and summer? We've got you covered. Each Friday, you can check out the Bradenton Marauders wearing the all-new Bradenton Script jerseys. Celebrate the local community as we recognize local nonprofits and small businesses. Get to the ballpark early to check out our happy hour specials from 5:30 to 6:30. Grab your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
And welcome back on the Bradenton Marauders pregame show. Thomas and Zarella getting you ready for game one of three to wrap up this head-to-head series between the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles and the Bradenton Marauders. Well, July 4th, so nothing more American than Major League Baseball. And that's what happened today up at PNC Park in front of a packed house. There's St. Louis, though, winning 3-2 in 10 innings, unfortunately. Pittsburgh did get a run in that extra inning there in the 10th, but Cardinals scoring two in that frame, in which the Cardinals just almost gave the ball game away to Pittsburgh. Brian Reynolds did hit his 14th home run, a solo blast in the fourth inning, but just unfortunately, day in which the Pirates, they just didn't score enough runs. And so they unfortunately not only to lose, but they also dropped the series in the process as well. Elsewhere around the Pittsburgh Pirates system, Triple A Indianapolis, they were rained out last night, and right now they're at home in Indy at Victory Field, a 6:35 scheduled first pitch. Well, they're in a delayed start right now, so that's unfortunate there. Should be a really packed house, so they filled the building pretty well there on the weekends at a Victory Field. Double A out, Tuna about to throw first pitch at home against Harrisburg, the Senators and the Nationals affiliate. Andre Lara going for Harrisburg against Thomas Harrington, one of the top pitching prospects in the Pirates' org. And High A Greensboro, Hunter Barco's on the mound coming off a South Atlantic League Pitcher of the Week honor. And right now it's Aberdeen down in Greensboro with a 1-0 lead in the top of the third inning. As one of the Orioles' top prospects and first-round pick last year out of Vanderbilt, Enrique Bradfield Jr. is at the plate right now for Aberdeen. If you're interested in FCL Pirates today, they end up playing at home. Braves were still the home team, but because of some rain in Northport, which is just north of here, it's in between Bradenton and Fort Myers. It was a game at Pirate City. Pirates won 8-2. Xander Muth continues to pitch well in the complex. Now a 1.67 ERA. Just have to wonder, will he get a chance with Bradenton this year? Went 5 innings, 1 run on 4 hits, 2 walks, and 5 strikeouts for Xander Muth. Yordani Los Santos also 2-for-3. Hit his 5th home run and drove in 3 as well. He's hitting .345 in the complex league this season. Take a look at the FOTA State League scoreboard. Obviously, a lot of ball games going on today as well. A couple of them are already underway. One is in a delay right now. Lakeland up 1-0 against Tampa, bottom 2. Yesterday, they played a doubleheader in Tampa. The second game did not get in, so that's always tough when you have one of your biggest crowds of the year expected and you can't play baseball. Clearwater is in Dunedin, which really, that's a commuter trip of about 10 minutes down the road. Wenway Pond, rehabber from High Jersey Shore, the number 11 prospect in the Phillies org we saw last week. He is on the hill today. St. Louis is hosting Daytona. They just finished off the third inning, 1-0 Tortugas. And then Palm Beach is hosting Jupiter, bottom five. They play in the same ballpark together, so no travel needed there. 1-0 again, bottom of the fifth inning. We come back here on the pregame show. I'll get you lineups. That's next year on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
The Bradenton Marauders are lighting up the Bradenton sky all summer long at Lecom Park in 2024. Join us for our next fireworks show on July 27th as the Marauders take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers at 6:30 p.m. Get our value deal, which includes a drink and a Marauders hat with your ticket for only $15 as an online exclusive. Tickets start as low as $9, so grab the family and come be a part of the fun this season. Reserve your tickets at BradentonMarauders.com or stop by our ticket office today.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
This is what you desire, don't play with matches, don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Pepsi Zero Sugar has taken its flavor to the next level. A Zero Sugar Cola has never tasted this good. But we don't expect you to take our word for it, so we're putting it to the test, starting with me. My mouth is watering already, so I think we can skip the drum roll and get right to the main event. Cue the fireworks. We have an official best Zero Sugar ever. It's delicious, it's refreshing, and it's so good you'll need to try it for yourself. Trust me. Pepsi Zero Sugar. Zero never tasted so good. That's what I like.
And welcome back on the Bradenton Marauders pregame show as we're just about 5 minutes from now at the throwing first pitch here at Lee Health Sports Complex as it's time now to exchange lineup cards with you at home as Brian Meyer and Jim Horner are doing right now at home plate with our two umpires today in Sam Harris and William Pascal. For Bradenton, switch hitting second baseman Gerald Toledo hits leadoff followed by the left-hitting catcher Omar Alfonso. Switch hitting shortstop Connor Delgado hits third. The left fielder, Eddie Rodriguez, bats cleanup. Edmundo Terrero, left-handed hitting DH, hits fifth. The center fielder, Shalene Polanco, another lefty, he hits sixth. Third baseman, Javi Rivas, is slotted in the seventh spot. Juan Jerez plays first base and bats eighth with the left-handed hitting right fielder, Braylon Bishop, rounding out the starting nine for the Bradenton Marauders. They send a rehabber to the hill, Aaron Shortridge, who pitched 2 1/3 innings last week in Clearwater, making his second rehab start today. Goes opposite of the righty Spencer Bengard, who's 5-1 with a 1.51 ERA this season. 1-9 for the Muscles. One of the top prospects in the game of baseball, number 5 prospect Walker Jenkins is a DH, a lefty batter who hits leadoff. Switching third baseman Isak Pena hits second. Switching left fielder Byron Churio is slotted in the 3 spot. Poncho Weiss does the catching. He hits cleanup. Rickson Wingrove, the left-handed hitting first baseman, bats fifth. Lefty shortstop Nick Lucky is in the 6th spot. Carlos Aguiar, the left-handed hitting right fielder, bats seventh. Center fielder Maddox Houghton is batting eighth, and rounding out the starting nine is the second baseman, Yoander Martinez. Again, Bengard against Shortridge. Bradenton looking for their second straight win. It snapped their 5-game losing skid yesterday, as the Mighty Muscles emerge from the third base dugout and their 4th of July special Jersey Tops. Marauders going the road grays today for Bradenton. It should be a fun atmosphere here tonight at the Leith Health Sports Complex. We'll have first pitch coming up here. This has been the Bradenton Marauders pregame show right here on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Tell your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Do you enjoy fireworks all summer long? We've got you covered. Check out the Bradenton Marauders 5-game fireworks pack. Starting at just $65, you're guaranteed a seat to every fireworks night this season with a chance to watch it from the field. You also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. To find out how you can purchase yours today, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Hello, baseball fans. I'm Manatee County Sheriff Rick Wells. These are the sounds we like to hear during baseball season. And a little less of this. Be responsible. Please don't drink and drive. And oh, by the way, here's another sound we love to hear. Remember to lock your car because it's okay to steal bases, but it's not okay for people to steal your stuff. Let's go, Marauders.
Bring the kids and the entire family to Lecom Park on Saturday, July 27th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids through the gates, ages 12 and under, will receive a free Marauders backpack and cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Don't forget, stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Reserve your seats today at BradentonMarauders.com.
Let's go! Batter up!
Hey, batter.
Play ball!
Play ball!
It's time for the future Pirate Stars to take the field. First pitch is coming up next. Now, back to the ballpark. Here's the voice of the Marauders, Thomas Cinzarella.
From a packed crowd here at Hammond Stadium in Fort Myers, Florida, we play game one of this three-game return trip of a home-and-home series between the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles and the Bradenton Marauders. Thomas Cinzarella, so happy you could join us here on the Marauders broadcast. Nart Bradenton going for their second straight victory over the Mighty Muscles after winning last night by a score of 10-5. Spencer Bengard on the hill today for the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles as a 6'4", 220-pound right-handed throw out of Riverside, California. He is making his 10th appearance, fifth start here in 2024. Was a 15th-round draft pick last year out of Cal Baptist, who now is making his second start against Bradenton this year. Goes against the top of the lineup for Bradenton that will feature Gerald Toledo, Omar Alfonso, and Connor Delgado tonight. Bradenton coming off a 10-run performance. They put up a season high in hits with 14. So the switch hitting Gerald Toledo. Bats lead off from the left side against the righty Bengard. Marauders in their road gray jerseys. First pitch is a fastball on the outside corner and off and running. A few minutes behind tonight at 7.08 p.m. It's a scorcher out there, 90 degrees at first pitch. 0-1, Toledo swings and misses, it's 0-2. Wind blowing at 4 miles an hour. There isn't really much wind today. It's a hot one for the fans that are in the sun in the lower bowl, which is up the first baseline. 0-2 home from the righty. Swing and a miss for strike three. Threw a slider down and in. And so Toledo punched out on three pitches, one gone to the top of the first. In steps Omar Alfonso. No score, top one, just off and running here at Hammond Stadium. Alfonso open stance to the left side. First pitch is a fastball in the outside corner called strike. Uses a challenge right here. Today is a challenge day, the last three games of this series. And so open umpire Sam Harris puts in the earpiece. And it's ruled a strike. So Bradenton loses a challenge right here in the first inning. And now Omar will use a timeout here. Those who don't know what the challenge system is, each team gets three a game. Vanguard's 0-1. It's a slider down and in. It's 1-1. First 3 days are completely the robot umpire system. Auto balls and strikes. Umpires do not call a strike zone. 1-1. And that sinks low. It's 2-1. Whereas these last three games of this series, that is what we get the challenge system. 2-1, swinging a high chopper to first. Behind the bag there, Wingrove fields chest high and steps on the base. Two gone here in the top of the first inning. Base is clear for Connor Delgado. Let's get to the defense. Starting the outfield left to right. Byron Churio, Maddox Houghton, and Carlos Aguiar is over and right. Isaac Pena is at third. Nick Lucky, Juana Martinez up the middle. Rickson Wingrove is out of first, and Pancho Ruiz does the catching. First pitch is fouled off the catcher's gear. Ruiz and kicks forward for strike one. Well, Bradenton, they have not scored first in any of the games in this series. The last three against Clearwater. The 0-1. Swing and a line drive, hit the opposite way over the outstretched glove of Pena to left field. And so Connor Delgado with a base hit here. Two gone in the first inning, he's aboard. And that snaps an 0-for-9 stretch for him as he's aboard for Eddie Rodriguez. Now left side of the infield was shaded over to the right side, and he's ended up going right over the shift. Pena was positioned perfectly. As now Eddie Rodriguez, the righty, takes a heater up and in for ball one. Vanguard's numbers this year, 5-1, a 1.51 ERA. 7 walks, 47 strikeouts, and 43 2/3. Opponent's hitting just 214 off of him. Runner motion, pitches a ball, throw to second base is in time. As Delgado, the tag was high, helmet knocked off. A bit shaken up, and that ends the top of the first inning. Fort Myers to bat. No score after half an inning on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Bring the kids and the entire family to Leecombe Park on Saturday, July 27th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids through the gates, ages 12 and under, will receive a free Marauders backpack and cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Don't forget, stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Reserve your seats today at BradentonMarauders.com.
Opt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Fort Myers on this Independence Day affair between the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles and the Bradenton Marauders. Thomas Cinzarella, so happy you could join us on the Bradenton Marauders broadcast network. As Bradenton kept off the scoreboard at the top of the first inning, and so Walker Jenkins digs in the left side. First pitch to the lefty is a sword. On an inside pitch there from Aaron Shortridge for strike one. Shortridge making his second rehab start with Bradenton. Ready comes set from the stretch, 0-1. And a changeup. Misses high and away for a ball. It's 1-1. 27-year-old. Birthday was at the end of May on the 29th. Comes set from the belt and stretches home. Pitches on the outside corner, called strike. It's 1-2. Stands the mound at 6'1", 210 pounds, was a fourth-round pick back in 2018 out of Cal Berkeley. Native of Santa Rosa, California. Pitch was challenged there by Jenkins, still called a strike, so each team burning one challenge so far. Here's the 1-2. Swinging a poke back behind home for a strike. Shortridge last week took the loss, a 5-2 rain shortened game, really a weather-related shortened game. Went six innings, gave up three earned runs, four runs total, and 2 1/3. 1-2, and Jenkins strikes out swinging. Off speed there, and he strikes out the game's number five prospect for one out in the first. That brings up Esau Pena. Switch hitting third baseman with one out. Bases cleared. No score. Bottom one. Pena batting left, riding a seven-game hitting streak coming in. First pitch is on the outside corner for a called strike. Shortridge mixes in a fastball, changeup, slider, curveball mix. And you got Jenkins swinging on a slider. You know, a couple of those and a lot of cutters so far. The 0-1, swinging a foul back. There is a fastball there at 91. It's 0-2. Fort Myers wearing their 4th of July jersey tops. It's really an American flag design logo. Got the stripes on the left side. That's from the left arm all the way to about the right shoulder, and the right back shoulder blade is where the stars come into play. It's really a spiffy jersey top. Stripes to look a little bit like something you see like in an old school Candyman cell or something. I don't know. 0-2, and that's popped foul off the left side out of play. Well, if you're attending the Marauders game yesterday and you want to bid on the jerseys that Bradenton wore, you can go online at BradentonMarauders.com and purchase game worn, game signed. You want to take home a Javier Rivas signed jersey? I mean, who wouldn't? Go bid on them. Funds will be donated to a charity. 0-2, and that's pulled to the ground, foul first base side. So it's 0-2 on Pena. Good sized crowd in here. Right now the sun is setting right behind the first base dugout, so it's a lot of sun from the dugout onwards. A lot of fans are on the third base side. Expecting about 5,000 today. There's about 3,500 tickets outsold a few hours ago. 0-2. Swing and a miss for a strike three. A late swing call or chance there from Pena as he was unsure of what to do there. And he's punched out. Two strikeouts to start Shortridge's day. So two outs, sacks empty. Bottom one, no score in Fort Myers. Byron Churio. And a switch hitter climbs in the left side. First pitch to him is fouled off the glove of the catcher for strike one. Well, that's the defense for you. Start on the outfield. Left to right, Eddie Rodriguez, Shalene Polanco, and Braylon Bishop. Rivas is at third. Delgado to lay up the middle with Juan Jerez at first. Nomar Alfonso's does the catching. Shortridge sets in 0-1. So we're going to bounce her right back to him. Spears it on the glove side. Jogs towards first. Flips it overhand. It's a 1-2-3 first inning. Three up, three down. No score to the second we had on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
So what's a great way to spread awareness that driving high is illegal everywhere? A catchy song, of course.
You can run, but you can't drive high. You can run, but you can't drive high.
Friendly reminder, don't drive high. If you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Have you always wanted to bring your dog to Lecom Park to watch a baseball game? Well, now you can. Join us for our next Paws and Claws night on Friday, July 26th as the Marauders take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Fans 21 and over can also score specials on White Claw drinks. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at bradentonmarauders.com.
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly?
What's in this box?
Is this tree good for climbing?
How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by nfamily fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Top of the second inning, no score between Bradenton and Fort Myers as Spencer Bengard back to the hill. Fort Myers taking two of the first three games at Lecom Park. And now here in the first meeting at Hammond Stadium on the back end of this. A lot of fans decked out in red, white, and blue on 4th of July. As Spencer Bengard's first pitch home is whiffed out and missed for a strike one. A lot of day baseball today across the big leagues. Some teams will shoot off fireworks. This is the 0-1. It's outside. With the slider, it's 1-1. It's a big day, though, in a big couple of days for the minor leagues, and that is why the schedule is the way it is. 1-1, that's served up in the air. Right center field. Houghton chasing over in the alley to his left. On the run, makes the catch. As he puts it away, a few steps shy of the warning track. A loud first out here in the second inning. You're going to get some of your largest crowds you'll see, especially in the Florida State League. It's not because of some of the weather-related issues, obviously, it's not a highly attended league as others. First pitch runs outside for ball one to Emmanuel Terrero, the lefty batter. One out, base is empty, top two. Teams do get their big weekend nights. As a 1-0 is on the outer half, a called strike. Counts even. But really, a lot of the revenue helps keep the show going all year long. As a 1-1 runs up and away, it's 2-1 on Terrero. He's playing in his 20th game this year. He's 10 for his first 69 with a double and two home runs. 2-1, and on the other half again, a called strike. Been a couple of off-speed pitches here. Evens the count, two balls and two strikes. Bengard, one strike out of the first inning. 2-2 home, swing and a miss for a strike three. There's a good changeup at 86. Two punch outs, two quick ones here in the second inning. As Shalene Polanco climbs in the left-hander's batter's box. With nobody on, two gone. And the first pitch to him is outside for ball one, a fastball at 91 miles an hour. Bengard coming off a start against Tampa here last week, gave up two runs on six hits and five innings, struck out six. The righty's 1-0. Swing and a tapper foul towards the on-deck circle. Get drafted in the 15th round out of Cal Baptist. Grew up, though. As a 1-1, Polanco laces into right field. A base knock as it rolls towards Aguiar. Raiden's in with their second hit today. It's another two-out single, though, this time in the second inning. So runner on with two outs, no score. Javi Rivas comes to the plate. Grew up, though, in Moreno Valley, California. Went to Valley View High School. First pitch to righty Rivas, and right back up the middle, slices over Martinez into the right center. Polanco touches second with a turn and now heads back there as that ball just had a nice little fade on it like a golf ball drive. And so that's back-to-back singles. And Juan Jerez, next man due up here, trying to keep the line moving. That's now five straight games with a hit for Javier Rivas. First and second, two outs. Top two, no score. Righty Jerez making his second start this week. Look to second, first pitch. Is a fastball at the kneecaps, call it strike. Now in Fort Myers, they do something called the beer batter, something I had once with my first team ever in Billings, Montana. They did the same thing. And a lot of other teams around the minors do the same thing as well. The 0-1. Breaking ball. Dances inside. Counts even. And now a challenge used here, it appears to be. And it's ruled a strike. So a 2 on Jerez. Basically, if Jerez strikes out, I believe here it's a discounted for the rest of the half inning or the next 15 minutes is what it is. Discounted beer for the fans here. 0-2. Swinging a foul back off the glove of Pancho Ruiz. It's sponsored by Coors Light, so I'm guessing it's a deal on Coors Light afterwards. Please drink responsibly, though. Two outs, two on. No balls, two strikes on Juan Jerez as he swings and flies it high the air right center field. Medium depth. Aguiar backs up and puts it away. That's the top of the second. Back-to-back two-out singles. Nothing after that. The one-and-a-half gone. No score on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Get everything you need to show your Marauders pride at the Marauders Team Store. Located on the Fan Plaza near the ticket office at Lecon Park. Stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, Marauder Shop is the one-stop shop for all things Bradenton Marauders. The Marauder Shop is open every game day. You can also shop anytime at marauders.milbstore.com.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
That's what we were taught, service before self.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When is the last time you reached out for help?
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Bottom two, no score between Bradenton and Fort Myers as Pancho Ruiz leads things off here at Hammond Stadium. against Aaron Shortridge. Minor league rehabbing right-hander. Infield back the entire way around. First pitch, the righty Ruiz is a fastball off the plate outside for ball one. Shortridge threw 12 pitches in the first, 11 strikes. He was locked in, struck out two. And the 1-0. Swing a line drive, hit in the alley left center base now. But off by Rodriguez, and Pancho Ruiz just continues to mash against Bradenton this year. It's also now a 14-game on-base streak for him. So the runner on first base, that's the first man to reach today against Aaron Shortridge as Rickson Wingrove of the lefty climbs in. Set from the belt, short lead off of first for Ruiz as a slider bounces in for ball one. Well, right now, Aaron Shortridge is down on rehab from Chipotle, Indianapolis. He's pitched to Bradenton when it was high A back in 2019, pitched in 2018 for the old West Virginia Power and the New York Penn League. 1-0, and that's taken on the outside corner, called strike. Counts even 1-1. Pitching coach Matt Ford was worked for the Power for a little bit, been in the Pirates org for 8 seasons now. Long hold, 1-1, and that's down and away for a ball. It's 2-1. Had Tommy John in 2021. He was injured in spring training. And so then made 3 rehab, not really rehab starts, you could say, but on his way back, Tommy John, 3 starts with Bradenton, and spent the year in Altoona, then started 14 games for them in 22. 2-1, and Wingrove takes slow and away. 3-1 here from Shortridge. And then last year was a mainstay in Altoona's rotation, went 11-8 with a 5.01 ERA and 27 games started. Behind on Wingrove, Shortridge, 3-1. And that's at the knees, a called strike. Really more about his location. Doesn't walk a lot of guys. Strikes out a bit, but nothing overpowering. That's going to wow you. Had 118 strikeouts and 138 in the third innings last year. Three, two home. Swing and a foul back off the netting. Wingrove this year hitting 267 in 26 games, 6 doubles, 4 home runs, and 18 driven in. Was a member of the Philadelphia Phillies organization last year. He played up until High A Jersey Shore, team that won the second half championship last year. 3-2, swing and a miss for a strike 3, and Shortridge comes back with a fastball 92 to put him away. So one out, recorded, runner on first, bottom two. No score between Fort Myers and Bradenton. As Nick Lucky, shortstop, batting left against the righty Aaron Shortridge. First pitch home, is up and away for a ball. Well, Indians are still hoping to play some baseball today. Club where Shortridge is trying to return to is a 1-0 check swing. It's on the inside corner for a called strike, 1-1. They have actually just thrown first pitch, a little bit behind, but they at least get off running now about an hour from their regularly scheduled first pitch. A 1-1. And that's just a hair low down and away. Alfonso thought about challenging, but doesn't. Indianapolis, they did put something out on social media today. On a member of their front office, 2-1. That bounces in before home. Three ball count here. They named the broadcast booth after Howard Kelman, who's been the voice of the Indians for 48 years. He's called almost 7,000 minor league baseball games. It's incredible. 3-1. Swing and a grounder towards first. Scooped by Jerez. Toss a second out there. And they don't send a return back to first, but Jerez gets a bit of a high five there from Aaron Shortridge as he saved that one from sneaking down the first base line.
Now cutting for the fighting muscles, number 13, Carlos Aguilar.
Howard Kelman, though.
Number 13.
Played Indianapolis on the round for 50 years, so he's been basically the only voice of the Indians. They rotate some other voices around, radio and TV. Here's Carlos Aguiar. The lefty takes low for a ball. Two outs, runner on at first, no score. Last of the second inning. Shortridge readies. And strides home 1-0. Slider whiffed at a miss. That finished nearly behind Aguiar. He was swinging out of his shoes there. It's 1-1. Aguiar riding a 7-game hitting streak. He's been swinging a hot barrel. He's 9-for-30 with 5 doubles and a triple. 6 of his 9 hits have gone for extra bases during this hit streak. So watch out for the power here. As Shortridge sets off. And now Alfonso jogs out to have a word. Bradenton to making their second and final trip to Hammond Stadium this season. They lost 5 of 6 here at the end of May, beginning of June. May 28th to June 2nd, they also played their first doubleheader of the year. On that Saturday, they lost both games 8-3, 8-1. The only game they won was Wednesday. They won 3-2 on a Braylon Bishop go-ahead home run in the seventh inning. One ball, one strike, two outs, a runner on in the second inning. Shortridge ready to go. Long hold. Pitch clock winding down within 3 seconds. Swing and a miss. Fastball up in the zone at 90 miles an hour. It's 1-2 on Aguiar. On the season, hitting .245 in 32 games. 10 doubles, 2 triples, 2 home runs, and 14 RBIs. Toss to first base, and it's off Jerez's glove, but no advancement as it trickles not far enough. Doesn't even reach the track. It's backed up as well by Toledo. He's only there because of a lefty batter. He shaded over, and so he's playing right in the hole on the right side of the infield. One ball, two strikes to Aguiar. Shortridge looking for his fourth strikeout. Pitch home. Breaking ball hacked and missed at first strike three. And Aaron Shortridge, 4 strikeouts and 2 scoreless in rehab today. We're through 2. No score on the Marauders broadcast network.
Team Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
It's the biggest Independence Day celebration in town. Come out to Lecom Park on Wednesday, July 3rd for our Independence Day celebration presented by Lecom as the Marauders take on the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. Get there early as the first 1,500 fans into the ballpark will receive a Marauders Patriotic t-shirt. After the game, stay and enjoy the best fireworks show in Manatee County. Gates open at 5 p.m., but you can grab your tickets now visiting BradentonMarauders.com.
Bring Lecom Park wherever you go. With MILB.TV, you can stream all 132 home and road games in HD from your computer, phone, or tablet. For the second straight season, all MLB.TV subscribers can watch their local minor league teams for free on the MLB app. So what are you waiting for? Don't miss any of the action in 2024 and watch the future Pirate Stars of tomorrow shine bright tonight in Bradenton.
And welcome back to Hammond Stadium as the Bradenton Marauders are currently deadlocked in a scoreless ball game against the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. Aaron Shortridge, four strikeouts now. As first pitch is bunted down third base side and scooped throw on the run from Pena, and they got him. Braylon Bishop trying to set one down. 5-3 on the putout. So Gerald Toledo. As first pitch is on the inside corner, a called strike. One with one out is waved down and missed by Toledo. It's 0-2. Top of the third inning, one out. Base is clear. That was score as Toledo struck out swinging on three pitches his first time up. He's trying to avoid that again here. 0-2, and that's taken outside for a ball. So 1-2 on Toledo, who's 3-for-10 in the series, had a three-hit night last night. Spencer Bengard from the lineup, 1-2. And that's a hair low. Counts even, two balls and two strikes. Bengard, 16 pitches last inning. Bradenton did have back-to-back two-out singles off of him. The 2-2, swinging a sharp ground ball, left side of the hole. Back in a diving stop, pop up from Lucky, and it's late. An infield single for Gerald Toledo, but you have to like the effort that Nick Lucky put in there. That thing would have been incredible, but Toledo runs very well. So runner on at first. Bradenton has their fourth hit today now, but all four have been singles. One out, runner there. Omar Alfonso, the lefty, in a scoreless game. First pitch is a backdoor slider, called strike. Here's the 0-1 from Bengard. And that's taken at the knees, a called strike. 0-2 on Alfonso. Omar bounced out to first, his first time up. Righty comes set in Bengard. And now a turn to first. Toledo sneaks back in with a headlong dive. Well, Toledo this year, he does have four stolen bases. He's been thrown out five times, though. Oh, 2. Swing on a grounder, right side of the infield. Second baseman Martinez. Long toss to second, and that's the only out they get. Was in the hole as he ranged to his left. And so a fielder's choice, 4-6, results in the second out here at the top of the third. So here comes Connor Delgado. The runner on, no score, top of the third inning. Pitch home, bunt showing, pulled back, and it's outside for ball one. Delgado singled his first trip up, but then was caught stealing to end the first inning. Guy's a very tough runner to put away. Leads a team with a dozen stolen bases. 1-0, swing on a roller foul first base side. And the count even 1-1. Crowd continues to foul in here and fill in as this game goes on. 1-1. Swing and a miss. Strike two on Delgado. His first year in the Pittsburgh Pirates org after he was acquired as a player to be named later in the JT Brubaker deal. That was at the end of April and so became a Marauder in the beginning of May. So he's come up here on his, not today, right around the second month he's been with Bradenton. 1-2 runner in motion. Pitch is swung on and flown in the air shallow left. Churio jogs in a few steps and on the run makes the catch. The sunglasses on to end the third. No runs, a hit, a man left, 2.5 in the books. No score on the Marauders broadcast network.
Hello, baseball fans. I'm Manatee County Sheriff Rick Wells. These are the sounds we like to hear during baseball season. And a little less of this. Be responsible.
Here's the old. Please don't. One from Ben Guard. No, by the way, and that's taken at the knees. A called strike 0-2 on Alfonso.
Omar Bauer.
No runs, a hit, a man left, 2.5 in the books. No score on the Marauders broadcast network. It's a pop up from Lucky, and it's late. An infield single for Gerald Toledo, but you have to like the effort that Nick Lucky put in there. That thing would have been incredible, but Toledo runs very well.
Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Maurer, the class of 2024.
Swing a grounder right side of the infield. Second baseman Martinez. Long toss to second, and that's the only out they get.
Sarasota's greatest hits are on WSRQ Lecom Radio. Classic hits from the music icons of the 60s, 70s, and 80s with real human DJs you know. The Comet, John the Milkman, J.J. Johnston, Dr. Denny Wojta, Aaron Anthony, Matt the Hat, Terry Bowen, Jewel Lee. Find WSRQ Lecom Radio at 91.7, 95.3, and 106.9 FM, or download the WSRQ Lecom Radio app and take us anywhere. Classic hits have one address on the Sun Coast. WSRQ Lecom Radio.
Bottom three, no score between Bradenton and Fort Myers on this Independence Day special between the Bradenton Marauders and the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. Alex Houghton steps in. Batting right, first pitch is on the outside corner, a called strike on a slow curveball from the rehabber in Aaron Shortridge. I think this time yesterday we had about 7 runs on the board. The 0-1, swinging a foul back to the screen, it's 0-2. We entered a inclement weather delay yesterday, I think due to some lightning in the area that was rolling through. Now today, nothing but blue skies, a few white puffy clouds up in left field, but just a beautiful day for baseball. 0-2. Swing and a pop up in the air, right side, out of play. There are a few great areas to go and watch a baseball game, too, here at Hammond Stadium. There's a grass berm in left field. That is where a lot of fans have brought their beach towels out. 0-2, swinging up. While a foul first base side out towards the parking lot. There is a grass berm as well down the right field line. A few fans have bought up a few of the outfield seats as well in right center. In the shade, of course. 0-2. Swing and a miss for a strike. 3, another breaking ball. And Aaron Shortridge has punched out 5. So one out. And the base is clear for Yoander Martinez. Steps in the right side with one out. Base is clear. No score. Bottom three. First pitch the righty. And Shortridge, it's a breaking ball on the inside edge. A called strike. We'll see how far Shortridge goes in this one. His last rehab start went 2 1/3. Through 45 pitches. He's at about 35 right now. 0-1 is driven right back up the middle of the line into center. So Yoander Martinez makes it now a 15-game on-base streak as he singles sharply back up the middle. One-out single. That's the second hit allowed today by Aaron Shortridge. Top of the order back around as Walker Jenkins, the DH, steps in. Batting left against the righty. A long hold, first pitch, and Jenkins sends it back to the screen for strike one. Number five prospect in baseball. Top prospect in the Twins org. One of the other top prospects, Brooke Lee. Brooks Lee made his big league debut yesterday for the Twins. Collected a hit and an RBI. The 0-1, that's down it in for a ball. It's 1-1. Lee, who was drafted out of Cal Poly, Walker Jenkins, drafted out of high school. That was the fifth overall pick last year. Having a really good, strong start here at Fort Myers. 1-1, swinging a ground ball towards first. Backing it by Jerez. Backs, pops up on a dive, and only out is there at second base. So Juan Jerez has made two really nice plays at first today. He made one on the glove side, dive, last inning. And now one here on a back in a dive attempt. So for the second straight inning, it's another 3-6 fielder's choice for a mighty muscle hitter. Jenkins at first, two outs, no score, bottom three. And Isak Pena, switching third baseman, steps in the left side. Bat resting on his shoulder. Swings on the first pitch. It's a slow dribbler. Right side, back in it by Jerez. Shortridge covering. He flips there, and that ends the half inning. No runs, a hit, a man left. We're scoreless for the fourth we had on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports.
One out single. That's the second hit allowed today by Aaron Shortridge.
Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Swinging a ground ball towards first. Backing it by Jerez. Backs pops up on a dive, and only out is there at Jerez. Shortridge covering. He flips there, and that ends the half inning. No run.
We're new Bradenton Script jerseys. Celebrate the local community as we recognize local nonprofits and small businesses. Get to the ballpark early to check out our happy hour specials from 5:30 to 6:30. Grab your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Looking for something to do this summer? Come grab one of our 7-game premium packs. Starting at just $95, you're guaranteed a seat to every Marauders premium game this season, which includes Star Wars Night, Margaritaville Night, and more. Your purchase today also includes an exclusive Paul Skeens bobblehead. What are you waiting for? To find out how you could purchase yours today, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Top of the fourth inning, we're scoreless in Fort Myers between Bradenton and the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. 4, 5, and 6 due up against the ready Spencer Bennegard. And this away half of the inning. First pitch is a breaking ball that misses just maybe in and low on the righty Rodriguez for ball one, who flat out to center his first time around. Comes in hitting very well against Fort Myers this year, the 1-0. And that one's in tight for a ball. It's 2-0 on Eddie. Yesterday, 2-for-3. He's now 16-for-42 against Fort Myers this year. 2-0, swing and a miss. The slider on the outside corner. It's 2-1. 4-for-7 this week in the series. 2-1, and that's inside. The curveball, 3-1 for Bennegard. Guerrero on deck, 3-1. Swinging a high chopper, third base side, wide of the bag, foul. Was backhanded by Pena in foul territory. So the count's full on Eddie Rodriguez. Three balls and two strikes. As Bennegard working from the first base side of the rubber. And the windup, swinging on a line drive, squirted it into right center field, a little blooper. And Rodriguez reaches with a bloop single. Just over the head of the second baseman Martinez. It's leadoff base knock here in the fourth inning. So runner on at first base. Nobody out, top four, and Emmanuel Torero. First pitch to the lefty. It is a fastball outside for ball one. The 1-0. And that's taking the knees to call it strike. It's 1-1. Well, Bradenton playing here on July 4th, a franchise that's been around since 2010. Played on July 4th every year outside of Odyssey, 2 years, 2020 being one of them. 1-1. And that's off the plate outside. It's 2-1. And then they did play back in 2013. They played a two-game series here at Hammond Stadium on July 3rd and July 5th. Runner in motion, 2-1, is rolled foul. First base side just passed Ernesto Irizarry in the first base coach's box. But outside of those 2 years, Bradenton has played on July 4th every single year. This is just the second time, though, that they're playing Fort Myers on the 4th. Played almost every team on the fourth, whether at home or on the road. 2-2. Swinging a fly ball in the air, deep left center. Halton chasing back, gives way to Churio, the left fielder, who has it. One gone as Rodriguez retreats back to first here in the fourth inning. Bradenton all-time is 8-4 on July 4th. They've won their last two. Their last loss came at the hands of the Mighty Muscles back in 2021. They lost 6-5 in 10 innings here at Hammond Stadium. Runner on first, one out. First pitch to the lefty. And Shalane Polanco is kneecap high, called strike. Lights turning on here. The 0-1. Swing and a miss. Plunging at a changeup, it's 0-2. A lot of fans will be happy once the sun really does set about 30 minutes from now, and pretty feel it's a little bit cooler out there. Could also just be the AC in the booth a little bit cooler right now. There's nothing in two. Pitch home. Up and in on Polanco. He's got one hit this week. It was a home run. Three-run blast at Lecon Park the other night. Did not play yesterday. On the Independence Day celebration at Lecon, had over 5,500 fans. Runner in motion as the 1-2 spoiled off the plate foul. Bradenton had a season-high 14 hits last night. They've got five today. So they're right around pace for matching that total. 1-2 from Bentgard. And a breaking ball whiffed at a miss for strike three. Third strikeout for Bentgard. Two outs in the fourth inning after leadoff single. Bradenton has had runners on in each of the first, now, four innings. Just one of them has gotten to second base. That was Polanco, who singled with two outs in the second. Rivas did that as well as the first pitch breaking ball tapped up the third base side. Behind the bag, fielded by Peña Lowe, throw to first, and it's scooped out by Wingrove. Leadoff single, but the next 3 men in a row retired. Four innings in the books for Bentgard, 3.5 for us. No score in the Marauders broadcast number.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Interested in having your next birthday, family, or group outing at Lecon Park? Enjoy discounted rate on tickets when you bring a group of 10 or more to a Marauders game. Group tickets are available in the seating bowl, or ask us about booking one of our hospitality areas like the Lepensi Plumbing Pools and Air Party Deck or the Boardwalk Barbecue. To find out how you can save, call one of our ticket representatives today or visit us at BradentonMarauders.com.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Bottom four, Bradenton and Fort Myers are still scoreless right now in the first game of the second leg of a home-and-home series. Fort Myers taking two of the first three back at Bradenton's place as Byron Churio steps to the left side. Against Aaron Shortridge, the minor league rehabber takes a breaking ball down and in for ball one. Baseball going on everywhere up and down the Pirate system. Buckos lost 3-2 in 10 innings up at PNC Park today to the Cardinals. Triple-A Indianapolis is ahead 2-0 in the top of the second inning. At home against Louisville. As 1-0 is on the zone called strike. It's 1-1. Double-A Altoona's at home. No score bottom four. Charles McAdoo is at the plate right now. Top 30 prospect in the Buckos Zord. Bradenton Marauder as of last year. IA Greensboro ahead 5-3 in the fifth inning at home against Aberdeen. There's now an object got on the field of play in left field from that grass berm. A lot of kids playing baseball down there. One ball, one strike on Churio. Grounded out to the pitcher his first time up in the first. That skips in. It's 2-1. He's allowed just two hits the rest of the way. A single to Poncho Ruiz and a single by Ioana Martinez in third. 2-1. And he throws him a changeup there on the outer half, a called strike. Now it's even, two balls and two strikes. As the right-hander from the belt readies and deals. Swing and a miss. Tied him up with a slider down and in. Six strikeouts now for Aaron Shortridge. And one gone in the fourth inning for Pancho Ruiz. Boy, Shortridge has his A-game stop today. As Pancho Ruiz, the righty, climbs in. First pitch home. And Ruiz takes over the heart of the plate to call it strike with a heater for strike one. Ruiz singled in the second. The 0-1. Swinging a foul off the right side out of play. Pitcher warming in the Marauders bullpen in right field. Appears to be Connor Oliver, who is scheduled to follow Shortridge today. Indeed, that is. So Shortridge probably done after this half inning. 0-2. Check swing. And it's a called third strike. Aaron Shortridge, seven punch-outs, as Ruiz had a few questions for home plate umpire Sam Harris.
Now batting for the Fighting Muscles, number 43, Kristen Lindgren.
So two outs, base is clear. Aaron Shortridge looking to strike out his eighth across four innings. Rickson Wingrove, the lefty, as he takes down low. First pitch fastball at 93. No score. Tate Bradenton and Fort Myers. 1-0. Slider low and in. At the shoot tops, it's 2-0. Rodgers out hitting Fort Myers 5-2. They just haven't gotten a run across yet. Lionel Wingrove, 2-0. And that's down and away for a ball. Shortridge has yet to pitch this year. And so looking to get back to AAA Indianapolis, where he's assigned right now. There are a few other veteran pieces up there, too. As 3-0 staking for a called strike, thigh high. There were a few veterans that have been signed by the Pirates. Luis Sessa, former Yankee, one of them. Another one's pitching today. 3-1, and Wingrove fans on a changeup. It's 3-2. Jake Woodford, 27-year-old, who was 39th overall pick by the Cardinals in 2015. Native of playing high school up in Tampa. 3-2, and Wingrove gives it a ride out to straightaway center field. Polanco chasing back on the run, makes the catch just shy of the warning track. A 1-2-3 fourth inning. That's now 5-0 retired. No score in the fifth. We go on the Marauders broadcast network.
I'm Scarlett Johansson. My family relied on public assistance to help provide meals for us. These meals fueled my involvement in theater and the arts as a child, which fostered my love for acting. The Feeding America network of food banks helps millions of people
the
put food on the table. You can join the movement to end hunger by donating, volunteering, and
wind-ups.
Because when people are
the 2-2, swing and a miss by Churio over top of the slider at 84, and that's six strikeouts for Shortridge.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
It's the biggest Independence Day celebration in town. Come out to Lecom Park on Wednesday, July 3rd, for our Independence Day celebration presented by Lecom, as the Marauders take on the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. Get there early, as the first 1,500 fans into the ballpark will receive a Marauders Patriotic t-shirt. After the game, stay and enjoy the best fireworks show in Manatee County. Gates open at 5 p.m., but you can grab your tickets now visiting BradentonMarauders.com.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
ABC.
Juan Jerez starts off the top of the fifth inning in a scoreless ball game against Spencer Bengard. 8-9-1, two up in this half order. First pitch is a breaking ball on the inner edge, called strike. Here's a good slider for strike one. Aaron Shorridge looks like his day is over after four innings, but that will be TBD. All one, it's a bouncer out to short. Lucky charging, field sets, and a soft toss throw to first gets Jerez by a step. One gone to start this half inning. It would be Connor Oliver who could probably go 3 to 4 innings afterwards, so that gets you at least to the eighth inning, possibly, if Oliver does go 4. Spencer Bengard in good shape right now, too. He's at 59 pitches. As the first pitch here is outside of the lefty, Brillen Bishop for ball one. Trying to bunt his way on his first time around. One of the lefty, swinging a sharp big ground ball right side. Martinez to the left in the hole, fields and throws from shallow right. Two gone. It's been a lot of ground balls today for Spencer Bengard. That's his sixth ground out today. He's also struck out three, but most of the balls have been put in play. Two outs, nobody on. Just about the halfway mark of this one for Gerald Toledo. First pitch, the switch hitter is at the knees for a called strike. Sun starting to set, third base side. The 0-1. Yeah, that is in the dirt for a ball. Not as quite the baseball sky we had yesterday with all the storm clouds in it. It was orange and purple and just a watercolor type night last night at Lecom. 1-1. And Toledo takes a letter high breaking ball. Strike, it's 1-2. Toledo singled his last trip up in the third inning. His fourth hit in this series. 1-2. And that's taken just outside. Bengard wanted it as he jumps up and down. Started a walk towards the third base dugout, but but umpire Sam Harris saying, not so fast, my friend. Now the 2-2. Breaking ball. This time it's a called third strike. And so Toledo goes down looking. Four Ks for Bengard. We're halfway home. No score on the Marauders broadcast network.
Hey, Marauders fans. Jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $30, you get tickets to 5 select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. So join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club today and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Have you always wanted to bring your dog to Lecom Park to watch a baseball game? Well, now you can. Join us for our next Paws and Claws night on Friday, July 26th as the Marauders take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Fans 21 and over can also score specials on White Claw drinks. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Sky. Have you ever noticed Southern sky?
Well, Connor Oliver's new pitch in the ball game in the bottom of the fifth inning as Bradenton and Fort Myers are deadlocked in a scoreless ball game. So southpaw Oliver in as he faces the lefty Nick Lucky. First pitch is down and away for a ball. It's 1-0. Shortstop Lucky hit into a fielder's choice his first time around. Oliver blue glove up near his eyeballs. 1-0. And a breaking ball. Check swing. He didn't go around, said William Pascal. It's 2-0. Well, the day is done for Aaron Shortridge, who ended up going today four scoreless, allowed just two hits, no walks, seven Ks. 55 pitches, 40 strikes. I mean, that is as good as you can do. And as a 2-0 is outside with a slider for ball three, so Oliver hasn't found the strike zone yet. Three ball pitch. And that's down and away for ball four. Four straight balls to start his outing. Puts Lucky on for Carlos Aguiar. Well, let's meet the lefty Oliver, 6 foot, 270 pound, 23-year-old from Hazelcrest, Illinois. Was acquired in a trade with the Kansas City Royals on April 7th of this year. He was taken in the 17th round last year by the Royals out of Miami of Ohio. And Al Aguiar, the lefty. First pitch is a slow grounder towards first. Rez charges, and now he'll tag out the base runner. That's a very casual tag from Rez. He sort of just tapped him. Runner moves to second, and Lucky one out. Bottom five, no score, and Maddox Houghton steps up. Well, many baseball fans, you know, might know through the years play like that. It was happening in the 2004 ALCS between the Red Sox and the Yankees when A-Rod, as Maddox Houghton takes down and in for a ball, was running by. Bronson Arroyo went to tag him like that, and A-Rod knocked the ball out of his mitt, and it rolled down the right field line. It ended up being called out automatically. Jeter had to go all the way back to first base then. 1-0. That's taken down and in. It's 2-0. So outside of the ball put in play, Oliver has thrown six balls. Behind two balls and no strikes on the righty in Maddox Houghton, who struck out swinging his first time around. A pitch, check swing, and it's in there for his called strike. Oliver enters in today 0-3 with a 5.36 ERA, making his 14th appearance. He has started five games this year. Comes in 40 to 30 innings under his belt. 20 walks, 47 Ks as Houghton takes the pitch in tight. It's 3-1. Oliver ready from the letters. Looks the runner back at second. And now a spin that way. Three, one. Swing on a ground ball towards short. Delgado looks towards third. Now only plays to first as he throws there. So it's been two ground outs after the walk that has moved Lucky from second to now third. Now and Eduardo Martinez trying to be a hero here and drive home. First run of this ball game. Maybe the only run that could decide who will win this ball game. Runner on at third is a picky ball of dirt is smothered by Alfonso for ball one. So far, Fort Myers, they've had one chance with a runner in scoring position. That last at bat was it. First man to reach second base is Nick Lucky. Braden's only has had one chance too. That was back in the second. The 1-0. up and in as it phases Martinez. It's ball two. Now Martinez singled in the third inning. And the 2-0. This time clips the inside corner for a called strike. Oliver last week went three scoreless, allowed just a run. Three innings, I should say. One run, wasn't three scoreless. 2-1. Swinging a pop-up behind to him. Right back towards our booth. And it's right on top of it. As now I rolled right back into some fans just below us. I think a woman got hit on the head there as it came back down. Now some, the lady behind her got the ball though. That always happens. 3-2. Bounces into the backstop. Here comes the runner Lucky, and it's 1-0 Fort Myers. A wild pitch from Connor Oliver scores the first run today, and that could be the deciding run. Three balls and two strikes. Now on Duane Martinez. Infield back the entire way around, normal positioning down. Pitch, swinging a ground ball foul, third base side. Again, Bradenton now has not scored first in a game over the last seven games now. Kind of a crazy trend. You don't see it happen that often. 3-2, swing and a miss for strike three. Up and away, change up, and Oliver strikes him out to end the half inning, but a leadoff walk comes around to score. 1-0, Fort Myers, the sixth we go on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Get everything you need to show your Marauders pride at the Marauders Team Store, located on the Fan Plaza near the ticket office at Lecom Park. Stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, Marauder Shop is the one-stop shop for all things Bradenton Marauders. The Marauder Shop is open every game day. You can also shop anytime at marauders.milbstore.com.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Have you always wanted to bring your dog to Lecom Park to watch a baseball game? Well, now you can. Join us for our next Paws and Claws night on Friday, July 26th as the Marauders take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Fans 21 and over can also score specials on White Claw drinks. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Top of the sixth inning, and Bradenton now behind 1-0 after leadoff walks, turns into a run after a wild pitch. Omar Alfonso, the lefty, takes a ball in the dirt for ball one. 2-3-4, two up in this half order. Big old dark cloud overhead right now. 1-0, swing a line drive, laced in towards left center field, a base knock. It splits the gap and cut off by Houchin. Now Alfonso, he's heading for second base on a bobble, and he's in. Omar Alfonso starts this inning off with a base hit. And now Now the tying run, just a base hit away from scoring. So now Connor Delgado, can he follow something up here? Bradenton now with six hits tonight. We're out hitting Fort Myers by four, but right now are behind on the scoreboard. 1-0. And Delgado switch hitter batting left. As Alfonso might have, I think it's his thumb guard or something. He's pointing out towards the bullpen. I don't know. Hands it off to Ernesto Irizarry. So that will be a single. And an E8. Looked like just a straight single the entire way, and then Houghton bobbled it out there as Delgado takes a breaking ball in the outer half and calls a strike. Something like that happened today, too, in the Bronx today. Yankee Stadium, Yankees taking on the Reds, which they were swept for the first time in the Bronx since the 1970 World Series. And now a balk is called here. And so Alfonso jogs down to third with nobody out. Trent Grisham was playing center field, and I don't know who hit it for the Reds. It was the ball hit back up the middle, and Grisham was just jogging in as the 0-1 Delgado flinches but takes a ball. So Grisham just jogging to receive it and ended up lackadaisically fielding it. It rolled up his arm and ended up being a double then. 1-1. And that's off the plate outside. The changeup is 2-1, which it was ruled a double the entire way. It wasn't quite the same. Vanguard sets 2-1. Swinging a high pop-up. Left side of the infield, Lucky waving his arms up in the air along with Pena. And it's Pena who makes the catch hip high. One gone. So can Bradenton drive him in from third as Eddie Rodriguez steps to the plate? There's a big dark cloud hovering overhead, but blue skies to the right of it. First pitch, Rodriguez fans on for strike one. So Spencer Bengard, whose career high is six innings, he's done it twice this year. Last May 21st in Daytona, trying to do it here. Runner at third, one out. The 0-1, Rodriguez fans on the slider, it's 0-2. Cal Baptist product, or Division I school out of the WAC Conference, the Western Athletic Conference. Grant Canyon runs that basketball, at least for men's basketball. Pretty good baseball school Grant Canyon is as well. They're bad about a few Cal Baptist products in baseball as Rodriguez strikes out swinging. 5 today and 2 gone in the 6th inning. So can Emmanuel Torero drive in the game-tying run? 1-0 with a runner on at third base. First pitch is punted foul third base side. Trying to squeeze him in here. Torero's 0-2 today. There have been a few big leaguers, just two actually, that have come out of Cal Baptist. Tyson Miller, who's pitched in 42 games in his career, was a 2016 fourth-round pick by the Cubs. As the 0-1, Terrell fouls back for strike two. Who right now is with the Cubbies. He's pitched all over the place. Cubs, Rangers, Brewers, Dodgers, Mets, Mariners, Cubs. He's played for about six different teams in 4 years. It's like Edwin Jackson. 0-2. And that's a ball to dirt. Other big leader out of Cal Baptist, Trevor Oakes, a seventh round pick in 2014. Played for the Giants, the Royals then in 2018. Made four appearances, two starts. 1-2 on Torero. He's 0 for 2 today. He's swinging a swinging bunt right back to the mound. Fielded by Bengard. Launches to first. For the third time this year, he's through six innings tonight. 1-0, 5.5 in the books. Fort Myers ahead on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Bring Lecom Park wherever you go with MILB.TV. You can stream all 132 home and road games in HD from your computer, phone, or tablet. For the second straight season, all MLB.TV subscribers can watch their local minor league teams for free on the MLB app. So what are you waiting for? Don't miss any of the action in 2024 and watch the future Pirate Stars of tomorrow shine bright tonight in Bradenton.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you, I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Bottom of the sixth inning, 1-0. Fort Myers ahead as Walker Jenkins climbs into left side. Top of the order due up against the lefty Connor Oliver. First pitch is a fastball pinned on the outside corner for a called strike. I don't know if it was Jenkins' walk-up song or not, but Natasha Bedingfield Unwritten was playing. Coming into this half inning, which brings us to some Pirates news, some somber ones. As the 0-1 and Jenkins fans on, it's 0-2. Well, today, Jared Jones was placed on the 15-day injured list. Right lat strain. That's his song, though. Unwritten is his warm-up song. He started ball games, just pitched yesterday. 0-2. Swinging a punch pop-up. Shallow left field towards the line. Rodriguez a full charge over. It skips foul. As both Rodriguez and Rivas lose their caps. But Joshua Palacios was recalled from AAA Indianapolis. Palacios was hitting .311. He had spent quite some time with Bradenton on a rehab earlier this year, then had a setback, and then a rehab with High A Greensboro then, just a few weeks ago, right around the end of the first half. And now he's back in the big leagues. His brother Richie, we talked with him when Josh about his brother, who plays just up the road in Tampa Bay with the Rays. How he stayed with him during that time. 0-2. Swinging a foul back. No balls, two strikes. Oliver looking for his second straight punch out. Deals home. Swinging a line drive into left field. Rodriguez holds up as it bounces on a hop. Base hit for Walker Jenkins. Start this half inning. Hell for Fort Myers. That's just their third hit today. They got two of them in back-to-back innings in the second and the third. Against Aaron Shortridge, a minor league rehab from AAA Indianapolis, who went the first four. Jenkins at first, Oliver's first pitch home. It's a fastball up and away to Isak Payne to the third baseman, switch hitter batting right. Oliver sets from just above the belt. It's blue glove, 1-0, check swing, and on the appeal he went around. It looked like from here as well that he did. Kind of very lucky that he even went to an appeal. One-one. Swing and a roller foul, third base side towards the end of the dugout. Payne is 0 for 2 today, riding a 7-game hitting streak coming in. He has been hitting out of this world, 11 for 26, with an on base at 500 during that span. You cannot get much better than that. 1-2 is fouled back. So Payne stays alive. One, two, Jenkins in motion, pitches inside, and Alfonso just missed it. Glanced off the glove to the backstop. And so a stolen base for Walker Jenkins. That's his third this week. So still nobody out. Count is now even at 2 balls, 2 strikes. Pena 0 for 2 again. Strikeout and a ground out in the first and the third inning. 1-0 Fort Myers. They scored a run last inning after a walk. Lead off the inning, scored on a wild pitch. 2-2. Check swing ball in the dirt. On the appeal, he went around for strike 3. So Oliver picks up a much needed strikeout there.
Now
first out is recorded here in the sixth inning as Byron Churio steps inside the right side. Switch hitter batting right. A 1-0 ball game. Look to second. Oliver stretches home as that one's punched foul down the left field line. Just out in front of it. It's a breaking ball on the inside. There is a righty warming and the bullpen down the left field line for Fort Myers. Vanguard's day is probably over. 0-1, and that slice to the right center field. Base hit. Bishop charging in, comes up throwing, as does the runner. It's offline. Throw to second is now sailed in the center, but backed up by Polanco. RBI single, Byron Churio makes it a 2-0 ball game. So runner at second base after the throw home. Byron Churio now in a 9-game on base streak for him after that single. He's at second with one out in the sixth inning. First pitch to the righty, and Pontruiz is a backdoor curveball and sits over for a called strike. Oliver pitch count right now up to 31 pitches in his outing. That's an inning and a third. Second and the 0-1. Breaking ball whiffed at and missed. Again, it's 0-2 on him. Oliver started the year out of the bullpen. A couple of curveballs here. Where does he go to now? 0-2. Another one, and that's in tight for a ball. He won the last starting job as a 6-man rotation between him and Carlos Jimenez. Oliver won it. Jimenez is now pitching on the rotation again as 1-2 is fouled back. Due to some injuries in the rotation, you got Christian Curtis, Antoine Kelly, Michael Kennedy all on the IL right now. it has been a war of attrition throughout this 12-game stretch. I think a lot of it's due to the roster crunch as well. The minor league level, only having 165 players, a limit between those four affiliates. Everybody's feeling it. 1-2. And a ball down in the dirt. Evens the count. Even the Thrashers last week, the Phillies affiliate, they were out of the bullpen arms one of the games last week. It was the six-inning shortened contest that Shortridge and Oliver both pitched in. Thrashers were winning 5-2 when it went into a delay in the seventh inning. 2-2. Swing on a ground ball right to the shortstop. Delgado goes to third, and the tag applied by Rivas. It's in time. Churio is retired at third, so they get the lead runner on a 6-5 putout as Ruiz reaches at first on a fielder's choice. Two nothing. Fort Myers leading a run in this half inning. Runner at first and two outs for Rickson Wingrove. He's 0-2 today. Lefted hitting first baseman against southpaw Oliver. First pitch is over the inside corner for a call strike. Scored a run last inning on a wild pitch by Oliver. This inning it was a Byron Churio RBI single. Fort Myers in first place right now in the second half in the West Division of the Florida State League. The 0-1. And that's off the plate outside with a fastball. That's 1-1. Still a lot of baseball left. This is game 78 of 132. I can't believe we're already this far in. It just goes by so fast. 1-1. Swing a high chopper foul first base side. Always told to after July 4th. That's where the summer really just flies by. It is. It'll be September soon, and the Bradenton Marauders will be wrapping up the last two series of the year, a homestand and then a road trip at the end of the season in Daytona. Month of August as well, there is a 2-week road trip to start the month. One, two. Swinging a tapper. Just back towards home. He barely caught a piece of that slider that was sliding away from him. It's a really nasty pitch to lefties and moves away. Let's see if he goes to it again here with two strikes on Rickson Wingrove. Short lead off of first for Pancho Ruiz. 1-2. And a called third strike through another slider, this time in the zone. And Wingrove is frozen. Third strikeout of the day for Oliver, but a run in makes it 2-0 after six on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
The Bradenton Marauders are lighting up the Bradenton sky all summer long at Lecom Park in 2024. Join us for our next fireworks show on July 27th as the Marauders take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers at 6:30 p.m. Get our value deal, which includes a drink and a Marauders hat with your ticket for only $15 as an online exclusive. Tickets start as low as $9, so grab the family and come be a part of the fun this season. Reserve your tickets at BradentonMarauders.com or stop by our ticket office today.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
We've hit the top of the seventh inning. Bradenton now trailing a pair of runs after a Byron Cherio single last half inning. As first pitch to Shalene Polanco is on the outside black, a called strike. The lefty hitter who's one for two today. Facing a new pitcher in is Julio Bonilla. Replaces Spencer Bengard, who went six innings today, tying his career high. Bonilla kicks the 0-1. Swing and a miss. Fastball up in the zone. 96 miles an hour. It's 0-2. Numbers on Bonilla this season, making his 16th appearance, is 1-1 with a 7.36 ERA. Right-hander Reddy's and the 0-2. Fastball called, third strike right on the front door. Polanco backed off. One batter, one strikeout. Bonilla a hold in three saves and four opportunities. 19 strikeouts, 13 walks, and 18 in the third innings, but he's given up 17 hits as well. Leadoff man put away. Base is clear for Javier Rivas, the righty. First pitch is a fastball at the knees, a called strike. Bonilla pitched early this week at Lecon Park. It's back on Monday. The 0-1, check swing. And it's on the outer half for a called strike. Gave up two runs on a hit in an inning and two thirds. Bradenton lost that game 9-6, though. Game that Peyton Stumbo started. As Rivas takes his allotted timeout. Now he climbs back in. 0-2. Swinging a line drive into center. Houghton to his right makes the catch. Just time. Well, for a second, we were on a backlit inning watch there. It was five strikes, a strikeout, another one in the works. Two up, two down to start this top of the seventh inning. Bradenton chasing two as Juan Jerez steps on the right side. Opening pitch to him is a breaking ball whiffed at and missed. Bonilla listed at 6 foot, 380 pounds, native of Santo Domingo in the DR. He's 23 years old, was signed as an international free agent in 2019. 0-1, and Perez rips and misses. It's 0-2. Perez 0 for 2, flying out and grounded out today. Trying to avoid the strikeout here. Fans want their discounted beer. Last chance to get it. 0-2, swinging a line drive into left center field. It's a base hit. Cherio plays on a hop, and Perez has Bradenton's seventh hit today. Seven singles.
Now,
it's kind of one of those things where they're out hitting Fort Myers, losing the game right now. Rylan Bishop to the plate. Batting left. Two outs, runner on. First pitch. And Bishop checks his swing, and it's in there for a called strike. Oh, Bishop is wearing a different number this week. Might have forgotten. Great jersey, ring number 49. This is the number of Graber Mendez. Oh, one runner in motion, swinging a foul off the backside of him in the batter's box. So, strike two. Balls, two strikes. Bonilla readies and the pitch. Check swing, foul back to the screen. The good news is a 7:05 start time here. Don't have to run into lightness and darkness issues. The fireworks scheduled after the game. Some fireworks going off in the distance. That's been one thing that has happened with the pitch clock since it was introduced in the minor leagues in 2022 universally. 0-2 runner in motion. Swing and a miss for strike three. Bishop is struck out. So we're at the half inning. No runs, a hit, a man left. It's stretch time. 2-0 Fort Myers leading on the Marauders broadcast network.
I'm Scarlett Johansson. My family relied on public assistance to help provide meals for us. These meals fueled my involvement in theater and the arts as a child, which fostered my love for acting. The Feeding America network of food banks helps millions of people put food on the table. You can join the movement to end hunger by donating, volunteering, and advocating. Because when people are fed, futures are nourished. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Pepsi Zero Sugar has taken its flavor to the next level. A Zero Sugar Cola has never tasted this good. But we don't expect you to take our word for it, so we're putting it to the test. Starting with me. My mouth is watering already, so I think we can skip the drum roll and get right to the main event. Cue the fireworks. We have an official best Zero Sugar ever. It's delicious, it's refreshing, and it's so good you'll need to try it for yourself. Trust me. Pepsi Zero Sugar. Zero never tasted so good. That's what I like.
Have you always wanted to bring your dog to Lecon Park to watch a baseball game? Well, now you can. Join us for our next Paws and Claws night on Friday, July 26th as the Marauders take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Fans 21 and over can also score specials on White Claw drinks. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at bradentonmarauders.com.
Get everything you need to show your Marauders pride at the Marauders Team Store. Located on the Fan Plaza near the ticket office at Lecon Park. Stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, Marauders Shop is the one-stop shop for all things Bradenton Marauders. The Marauders Shop is open every game day. You can also shop anytime at marauders.milbstore.com.
Hello, baseball fans. I'm Manatee County Sheriff Rick Wells. These are the sounds we like to hear during baseball season. And a little less of this. Be responsible. Please don't drink and drive. And oh, by the way, here's another sound we love to hear. Remember to lock your car because it's okay to steal bases. But it's not okay for people to steal your stuff. Let's go, Marauders.
Bottom seven. Bradenton chasing two at 2-0 as Nick Lucky climbs to the left side against the southpaw Connor Oliver. First pitch home, and Lucky drills it down the first baseline, foul. As he just pulled it, but right of the bag at first. So nothing at one on Lucky. He was a bit unlucky there, some would say. Foot to the left, that one would have been a fair ball and extra bases. Third baseman Rivas into the grass as Oliver turns home 0-1. And that's top of the zone. For a called strike with a slider, it's 0-2. Lucky's 0-1, walked and scored in the fifth inning. He scored on a wild pitch thrown by Oliver. And the pitch was challenged. It is ruled a ball. So count 1-1. As Oliver, 1-1 now. Swinging a pop-up, third base side. Rivas, foul territory, is at the dugout, and it's three rows back. And so they get to that second strike now. Oliver working in his third inning out of the bullpen. 1-2. Swinging a fly ball into the air down the left field line, and it's into the bullpen. Fort Myers. There's a bit of a gust now blowing in from left center. A grass berm that has not many spots left to have a seat to watch the ball game. Just like Lincoln Park, it's a 360 concourse. The alleys play really big here. 1-2. Swing and a miss. It's tipped into the glove of Alfonso. And Oliver has his fourth K. One gone. Base is clear for Carlos Aguiar. Out. Nobody on for the lefty Aguiar, who's 0 for 2 today. First pitch is grounded foul sharply first base side. Riding a 7-game hitting streak, in danger losing it here. And now the 0-1. That's outside for a ball. It's 1-1. Bradenton trying to win their ninth time on Independence Day in 13 years. It was on this day in 1776 that ratification of the Declaration of Independence happened. 1-1 is outside for a ball. It's 2-1. Long before baseball was ever played. Second Continental Congress in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, passing it. 2-1. Swinging a slow chopper foul first base side. Technically, it was 2 days before, though, July the 2nd, that it was voted to approve. That was called a Lee resolution by Richard Henry here, Light Horse Harry Lee, for those historians. Breaking ball down and outside. It's 3-1. And the father of Robert E. Lee. Three and two the count here on Carlos Aguiar. The pitch, swing and a miss, another nasty slider. Back-to-back strikeouts for Oliver. He's got 5 today. Two outs, base empty in the 7th for Maddox Houghton. A lot of fans, you know, celebrate with baseball games and barbecues and the beach. And it's a big day around the country. Fireworks even. First pitch is up and away to the righty for ball one. Obviously parades, which the longest parade, July 4th parade, takes place in the smallest state in the union. Swing and a ground ball left side. Back into by Delgado. Pops up, throws across the diamond. It's in time. Beautiful play by Delgado. It's a 1-2-3 seventh inning. More to come about July 4th. We come back here on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Join us for Pride Night at Lecom Park on Saturday, July 13th, as the Marauders take on the Jupiter Hammerheads. The Marauders are partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, Also Youth, and Sarasota Out as we celebrate the LGBTQ+ community. The evening's festivities will feature a pre-game Pride parade, as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the Plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you, I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then, someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopRex.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Top of the eighth inning, Bradenton are behind 2-0 against the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles on July 4th. The celebration, Gerald Toledo, top of the order, back around to face Julio Bonilla. Tossed to scoreless seventh inning. Toledo batting left, the switch hitter takes outside for ball one. Here's a 1-for-3 today. Fireworks after the game to follow here in Fort Myers, as there was yesterday in Bradenton at Lecom Park. The 1-0, swing and a miss, way out in front of that breaking ball. It's 1-1. Talking about parades and fireworks, people do. They come to baseball games on July 4th, about as Americana as it gets. 1-1, and that's taken on the inside corner, a called strike. But again, the longest running July 4th parade takes place in Bristol, Rhode Island, since July of 1777. 1-2, that's down and away for a ball, and it's kind of a really cool story as well. The first mention comes from a British officer who noted sounds from coming across Narragansett Bay. For those who like Narragansett beer, it's that bay. 2-2's foul back. So being the first anniversary of the Declaration of Independence, rebel colonies, they ushered in the morning by firing 13 cannons, one for each colony, or 13 colonies. At sunrise and sunset. So it's televised every single year in Rhode Island. Two-two. And a breaking ball just outside. It missed for ball three. Obviously, the Northeast New England, that was the hotbed of the revolution. Massachusetts, it all started. The great city of Boston. 3-2, check swing, and it's down and away. On the appeal, it will be held up, so it's ball four. Little walks to start this eighth inning, and the tying runs at the plate now for Omar Alfonso. Runner on in the top of the eighth inning. 2-0 Fort Myers, who are out hit right now. 7-4 by Bradenton. Alfonso singled and then was stranded at third in the sixth inning. That was their best chance. The lefty takes a breaking ball down the heart of the plate for a called strike. If you're ever up in Massachusetts, I guess lived up there, definitely check out the tours you can do at the Revolution Trails up there. In Boston, once pulled in the ground, foul first base side at 0-2. Go see Paul Revere's house and the midnight ride that he had. So the British are coming, Lexington conquered. Lexington is just outside of Boston's suburbs. A lot of history up there. 0-2, swinging a high bouncer, foul first base side. Obviously, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. You go to Independence Hall where it was signed. Just don't steal Declaration of Independence like national treasure, though. I went 2 on Omar, who's now 2-for-17 in the series. He struggled against Fort Myers this year. 0-2, and a fastball down and away. It's 1-2. That single snapped an 0-for-12 skid. Omar has hit well against everybody this season but Fort Myers. It's been his kryptonite. 1-2. Breaking ball is lined in the right field. Base in. A shattered bat. Toledo touches second. He goes for third. It's cut off. And so a base hit for Omar Alfonso. Wood flying through the air. It's a base hit for Omar and it's a multi-hit game for him. As it's now first and third against Bonilla with nobody out. Switch hitting shortstop, Connor Delgado back around. inning. Third tonight is 1-for-3, singled way back in the first inning. Warner infielders are in here as Delgado could put a bunt down. First pitch high and in as he bends out of the way. Now the pitch for ball one. 2-0, Ford Meyer scored a run in the fifth and the sixth inning. Connor Oliver is on the losing end of things right now. As there is a righty warming in the bullpen. And now we get a mound visit here as Ryan Rickey, the pitching coach, makes a mound visit. Let's take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard in the Florida standing while we have the chance. Clearwater up 8-0 in Dunedin. They're in the seventh inning stretch right now. Blue Jays have just...
Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Join us for Pride Night at Lecom Park on Saturday, July 13th, as the Marauders take on the Jupiter Hammerheads. The Marauders are partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, Also Youth, and Sarasota Out as we celebrate the LGBTQ plus community. The evening's festivities will feature a pre-game Pride Parade, as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the Plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you, I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopRex.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Back in the eighth inning at Hammond Stadium, as Fort Myers has a 2-1 advantage on the Bradenton Marauders. Xander Hamilton's new pitch in the ballgame replaces Julio Bonilla, who goes an inning in the third tonight. So the 22-year-old Hamilton, native of Raleigh, North Carolina, played his college ball at Appalachian State. He's in the ballgame here. First and second, a run home, and just one gun as Amanda Torero, the lefty, climbs in. For his pitch, he takes on the outside corner at called strike. Hamilton's numbers this season, 6-7, which, again, for a reliever, he's now pitching his 26th game. That is a lot of decisions to be a part of. Has a 5.70 ERA. That strikes out the 0-1. And a backdoor breaking ball is a called strike. It's 0-2 on Emmanuel. Four saves and 8 bunt opportunities, 21 walks, 42 Ks, and 36 in the third innings. He was the pitcher that gave up the game-tying home run to Axial Plaza in the eighth inning on Monday. Fort Myers still won the game 9-6, though. 0-2. Pulled on the ground, fouled softly, first base side. Torero is 0-for-3, strikeout, flyout, grounded. A bit of everything today. What a base hit. About one now. 0-2. Swinging a number in front of the mound. First base side, Hamilton scoops, runs, underhand flip to first. And Torero bounces out for the second time. As it does move, Delgado the third, and Rodriguez the second. So it will be runners at second and third with two outs for Shalene Palak, who has been a very clutch hitter this season. Now the walk-off grand slam. First pitch to lefty as he fans on a fastball for a strike. That was against Lakeland. Back at Lecom Park. The one is a breaking ball that bounces in. Thank you. second and third. A ball and a strike on Shaleen. Singled way back in the second. And now Hamilton steps off the back side of the rubber. Well, Shaleen, I should say, we'll take the back. He's 3 for 36 with runners in the scoring position at 2 outs in a half inning. 1-1. So we're going to foul off the mask of Ruiz. And a fan with the catch. Those three hits hitting with runners in scoring position, 2 outs. 2 of them have been home runs. 1 of them was that grand slam. Hamilton will look to second and third. 1-2. Breaking ball, just low. And the count's even, 2-2. Couple of really high pressure pitches here. Between Xander Hamilton and Shaleen Polanco. Hamilton, deep breath. 1-2. Swing and a miss for strike three. Fastball, top of the zone, and Hamilton gets out of the jam. A run in, though, on 2 hits. 2 left, though, in scoring position. Bottom of the eighth inning next year. 2-1, Fort Myers on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Stay up to date with all things Marauders this season by following us on social media. From news and highlights to game day promotions, keep up with the fun all season long. Follow us on X at @_Marauders, on Instagram at Bradenton Marauders, and on Facebook and TikTok by searching Bradenton Marauders. And don't forget, tag us in your social media posts when you're at the game. And let's go Marauders!
Bring the kids and the entire family to Lecombe Park on Saturday, July 27th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids through the gates, ages 12 and under, will receive a free Marauders backpack and cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Don't forget, stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Reserve your seats today at BradentonMarauders.com.
Let's take a moment to breathe. Deep inhale. Extend your spine. Remain focused on what you're doing. If safe to do so, exhale slowly, leaning to one side. Inhale back to center. If safe to do so, exhale slowly to the opposite side. Find mental health resources at loveyourmindtoday.org. This message is brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ed Council.
Two-one, Fort Myers ahead in the bottom of the eighth inning as the first pitch, the righty, is outside. For ball one, 2-1, Martinez for the southpaw, Connor Oliver. Right into the run last inning on a ground out. 1-0, and a grounder this time, foul on the third base side. Good play by Brian Meyer, the manager in the third base coach's box. Really moved the feet that time to put a position to get that ball. Oliver twirls home the 1-1. And a change up over the heart of the plate to call it strike. It's 1-2 on Martinez, is 1-for-2 today. 15 game on base streak. There are a number of double digit now on base streaks for these muscles. 1-2. And a breaking ball inside. Some are better than the others. Marauders do have one. And that's Solomon McGuire, who's at 10 right now. He's not playing today. 2-2, breaking ball just a bit high to try to backdoor curveball on. It's 3-2. Which was this time a year ago. Never really can see a one night that could be the rest of the season. 3-2, and a fastball high for ball four. A walk to Yoandy Martinez. He's aboard here as Fort Myers tries to get a run back. Remember the Yankees organization last year, and That was a player who started his 41-game on-base streak on July 4th. He held it until the first day in September. Just think about that. It was 2 months almost of reaching on base. It was incredible. First pitch to Walker Jenkins is up and in for ball one. So you never know. Some of these streaks that you see right now, they could last for another month and a half. Just don't know. Oliver's 1-0. And Jenkins checks his swing on the appeal. He held up. Two-ball count on him. Now Walker Jenkins came in today on the season. You know, limited with injuries, was injured in the very first game of the season. Number 5 prospect in all of baseball. 2-0. Swing and a miss out in front. That time it's 2-1. Jenkins, though, hitting 247 in 20 games. 3 doubles, 2 home runs, and 20 RBIs. He's walked 15 times, though, just 11 strikeouts. That's a 371 on base. 2-1, swinging a ground ball back up the middle. Delgado Field steps to the bag, throw to first in time. Double play erases the leadoff walk. A 6-6-3 double play. 2 gone in the 8th inning for Connor Oliver. So just like that, bases are clear with 2 outs for Isak Peña, who's 0-3 today. 2-1 for Myers' advantage as the first pitch is up and in for ball one. It's the same spelling as Isak Paredes for the Tampa Bay Rays. I-S-A-A-C. Isaac or Isak. 1-0. That's too tall. It's 2-0. Too many Isaacs. Isaac Bruce was a really good football player. And then Isak Paredes. 2-0. And Isak Peña fans on that inside off speed there. There's a sinker. Oliver Blue Glove working back from the windup. And the 2-1. Swing and a miss. Good fastball that time. On the zone, it's 2-2. Well, Bradenton will have 3 outs to play with here. They will have 79 to up. They'll be against 2-2. And that's down and in for ball 3. Sander Hamilton, who got the last 2 outs in the 8th inning. Full count here on Peña, the pitch home. Swing a pop-up first base side right towards the grass berm. There were a sea of kids there, but it's just the right of it. Official announced attendance, 5390 tonight at Hammett Stadium. 3-2. Swinging a fly ball, hitting the air straightaway center, backing Polanco up, squares the shoulders, makes the catch. As he drags the glove up on the grass, it's a scoreless 8th inning for Connor Oliver. 2-1, Fort Myers, last chance for Bradenton. We come back here on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Get everything you need to show your Marauders pride at the Marauders Team Store. Located on the Fan Plaza near the ticket office at Lecon Park. Stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, Marauder Shop is the one-stop shop for all things Bradenton Marauders. The Marauder Shop is open every game day. You can also shop anytime at marauders.milbstore.com.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
It's the biggest Independence Day celebration in town. Come out to Leecom Park on Wednesday, July 3rd for our Independence Day celebration presented by Leecom as the Marauders take on the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. Get there early as the first 1,500 fans into the ballpark will receive a Marauders Patriotic t-shirt. After the game, stay and enjoy the best fireworks show in Manatee County. Gates open at 5 p.m., but you can grab your tickets now visiting BradentonMarauders.com.
Last chance of Bradenton in the top of the ninth inning as they trail 2-1. They got a run last half inning on a ground out by Connor Delgado. So Xander Hamilton will face 7-8-9 on for a save here. As the right-hander comes set from the belt against the righty Rivas. First pitch is a slider low for ball one. Rivas 1-for-3 today. He singled way back in the second. It's now a 5-game hit streak for him, though. He's 4-for-16 in the series. The 1-0, and he takes a thigh-high fastball on a half-called strike. Bradenton, a run on 9 hits, no errors. Fort Myers, 2 runs, 4 hits, and 1 error. All 9 hits are singles. 1-1, and that's lifted in the air, right center field. Houghton racing in, now gets to a spot in the alley, puts it away. One gone in the ninth. So Juan Jerez trying to get something going here for Bradenton. Bases clear, one out, 2-1 Fort Myers. First pitch home, breaking ball, looped up in the air, behind home. That's into the seats though. Right on the concourse and took a big hop up. A tough one for some kid hit right off his chest and an older guy grabbed it. Oh, and one on Jerez. Hamilton fires home, and that's up and in for a ball. Nothing will top the fan moment that happened a few nights back in Texas, though. Padres taking on the Rangers, and a fan, an older fan, a middle-aged fan, on top of the dugout going for the pop-up and ended up on top of the netting of the Padres dugout. 1-1 is a curveball inside for ball two. And the fan was then escorted out by security at Globe Life Field. Padres broadcast, Mark Grant and Connor Sillo talking about that fan. Yeah, it's a 2-1, swing and a miss. It's 2-2. Well, the Padres players, they were waving the fan to come back on. They didn't want him kicked out. He's having a good time. But I've never seen that before where a fan went to go make a catch right on top of the dugout and fell on top of the netting. There's a netting here. It's at every ballpark. Just never seemed to happen. 2-2. Ranky ball nubbed up the first base side. Off the mound, Hamilton on the tag. He tags out Jerez. And so two gone for Braylon Bishop. The last chance here for Bradenton. Being pinched in here for by Axel Plotz. So Plotz has 10 home runs in 33 games this season. He had the game tying home run again against Hamilton back on a Monday in the eighth inning. Righty batter against the righty Hamilton. Deep breath, first pitch. It's a breaking ball over the heart of the plate, called strike. 2-1, Fort Myers, two outs, base is clear, top of the ninth inning. Fans just want to see fireworks tonight. Hamilton's 0-1. Breaking ball popped up in the air. This will do it. Behind the mound, whole infield converging. Martinez is called up by Pena. Makes the catch. That's the ball game. Fort Myers wins 2-1 on Independence Day as Bradenton drops his first game of his three-game road trip in Fort Myers. Post-game show coming up next year on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Borjeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our five-game flex packs. These packs include one ticket to any five games on the schedule of your choosing. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. Tickets start at just $65. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go, Marauders.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Join us for Pride Night at Leecom Park on Saturday, July 13th, as the Marauders take on the Jupiter Hammerheads. The Marauders are partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, Also Youth, and Sarasota Out as we celebrate the LGBTQ+ community. The evening's festivities will feature a pre-game Pride parade, as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the Plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
OptUS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
It's time to close the books on this game on the Bradenton Marauders postgame show. Let's send you back to the ballpark.
And welcome back to Hammond Stadium as the Bradenton Marauders fall 2-1 to the Fort Myers Mighty Bouncers. Right now they are shooting off the fireworks after a Fort Myers 2-1 victory. Before we get back into this ball game, let's take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard. We start in the Pittsburgh Pirates organization, Big League Club. They fall today 3-2 in 10 innings at PNC Park, so they drop the series to the St. Louis Cardinals. Triple-A Indianapolis up 5-3 right now at home over Louisville in the top of the 7th inning. Double-A Altoona, they win 1-0 at home against Harrisburg. A run in the 4th inning. Thomas Harrington, a good day at the office today for him. Goes 7 innings, no runs on 3 hits, 2 walks, and 6 strikeouts. Game that took 2 hours and 12 minutes. They had 8,900 fans on attendance today, on hand tonight, as again the Curve pick up a 1-0 victory. High A Greensboro, they win 8-4 over the Aberdeen Ironbirds. Hunter Barco picks up the win. Tomar Johnson hit his 8th home run, and Kalai Harrison hit his first home run in High A this season. Barco, 5 innings, 3 runs on 4 hits, no walks, and 5 strikeouts. 8,100 fans on attendance up at First National Bank Field as well. FCL Pirates win 8-2 today over the FCL Braves. Xander Muth picked up his 4th win of the season. Across the Florida State League right now, as again the Marauders fall tonight by a score of 2-1. Clearwater all over Dunedin 10-1, bottom of the 8th inning right now. Palm Beach drops one at home to Jupiter 6-4. St. Lucie comes behind, scores 2 in the 9th inning to win 5-4. Lakeland up 1-0 at home after the 4th inning against Tampa. When you come back here on the postgame show, we'll take you back to this one. That's next year on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Do you enjoy fireworks all summer long? We've got you covered.
check out the Bradenton Marauders 5-game fireworks pack. Starting at just $65, you're guaranteed a seat to every fireworks night this season with a chance to watch it from the field. You also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. To find out how you can purchase yours today, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Teaching your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
And welcome back on the Bradenton Marauders postgame show. Fireworks going off the distance as Bradenton falls tonight by a score of 2-1 here on Independence Day. Well, it was really a great pitching matchup, and it did live up to the bill of what it was. Spencer Bengard went 6 innings shutout baseball, allowed 6 hits, all singles, no walks and 5 strikeouts. Bradenton had 9 hits in the game, all 9 were singles. Just not enough in the end, unfortunately. Aaron Shortridge, 4 scoreless, struck out 7, no walks, 2 hits allowed, and his second rehab start with Bradenton looked really good tonight. Connor Oliver goes the last 4, gives up 2 runs on 2 hits, walked 2, and struck out 5, and that's where we pick it up. It was in his first inning, in the 5th inning, was a leadoff walk. That was the difference. 2 groundouts move Nick Lucky over to 2nd and then 3rd, who then scored on a wild pitch to make it a 1-0 ball game in the 5th. In the 6th, there was a leadoff single by Walker Jenkins. He stole 2nd. And then scored on a Byron Churio single to make it a 2-0 contest. Bradenton got a run in the top of the 8th inning. And that would be the only tally that they would get. But first, let's start off with a run possibility in the 6th inning. And this is going to be one that they look back on and say, well, probably the one time that they could have gotten a run. Omar Alfonso singled and reached 2nd on an error in center field. So 2nd, runner at 2nd base, nobody out. A pop out and a strikeout, a ground out, end of the half inning. And Alfonso did 2 in the middle of that first at bat as well, right after him. It was a balk that moved him to 3rd. So they have runner on 3rd with no outs and nobody could score him in. And so that was a missed opportunity. But again, they did break through finally in the 8th inning against Julio Bonilla. He walked the first man, then a single. For fielder's choice, scored Toledo after in first, 3rd on that single, and it made a 2-1 ball game. But Delgado was then left over at 3rd base to end that half inning. Riders in the 9th, they would go down in order 1, 2, and 3 against Xander Hamilton. So final numbers in this one. Bradenton, a run on 9 hits, no errors, 8 men left. Fort Myers, 2 runs on 4 hits, 1 error, 3 men left on base. Game time, 2 hours and 18 minutes, seen by 5390 here on this July 4th at Hammond Stadium. Bradenton with the loss. They will fall, give a game right back to Fort Myers. They fall to 35 and 44, 6-7 in the second half. Fort Myers improves to 40 and 37, 9-3 in the second half of the season. Tomorrow, it will be the second game with his 3-game leg in Fort Myers. Mike Burrows, top 10 prospect in the Pirates, so gets the baseball, making his second rehab start against first-round pick last year. And Charlie Soto is 0-3 with a 6.58 ERA. First pitch at 7:05. Pre-game show will get you rolling at 6:45 right here on the Marauders Broadcast Network. That wraps things up for us here. On July 4th, Bradenton wins Final score one last, or Bradenton loses final score one last time. 2-1 Fort Myers as they look for a win tomorrow here in Game 2 of this series. Saying so long from Fort Myers, enjoy the rest of your holiday. We'll see you back here at Hammond Stadium tomorrow night.
You've been listening to Bradenton Marauders Baseball on the Marauders Broadcast Network. For news, stats, ticketing information, upcoming promotions, and merchandise, be sure to visit BradentonMarauders.com.